Welcome to Torah Life Ministries, teaching about the instruction of our Creator and putting His Word into action, from suffering well to living a blessed life, looking forward to the hope and future that awaits true believers of the faith. Welcome to the show and your host, Paul Neeson.
So welcome everybody, and I just want to lift you all up here today for just being here consistently on a regular day and listening to this program. And I want us to remember that Yahweh is in control of our lives, and Yahweh does want, what truly wants, what's best for us, not necessarily what we think is best for us, but what truly is for best for us. And just so much that He offers us each day. And there's so many reports out there on people that are going through things. We have one sister who just recently got in a car accident. Well, praise Yah, she could still get on and get on here. I get people call me all day long that are sick or diseased, or their spouses are sick or diseased. And we could say what we want to say when we're not going through it, but when we're going through the storm, that's a whole nother story. When we're in the thick of it, going through the storm, that's another story. For the Bible says, weeping at night will lead to joy in the morning. And as great as that verse sounds, it's very hard to believe and comprehend that when we're going through the thick of it and in the middle of that storm. And just like any storm, there's calmness before the storm. There might be peace after the storm, but during the storm is a whole different story. And we all got spiritual battle going on. It's a consistent battle that's going on. There's a storm continuously raging. We have to understand and trust that Yahweh loves us so much. And we must have to trust in Him. He wants us to remain calm during the storm. And each person's storm might look a little different. Yahweh wants us to remain calm during the storm. It says in Isaiah, say to Him, be careful, keep calm, and don't be afraid. Do not lose heart because of these two smoldering stubs of firewood, because of the fierce anger of Razan and Aram and the son of Rebulah. He would not ask us to do something we couldn't do. And He tells us again in Judges 6:23, calm down, don't be afraid. And remember what it says in Exodus 14:14, Yahweh Himself will fight for you, just stay calm. Just stay calm. So I want to encourage my brothers and sisters here as we come here in prayer, and some of us are going through storms that seem like we're not even going to survive. We think about Yeshua, and we think about Him waking up in the boat, and the storm's going around and tossing this boat, and the people are so scared and worried because they're in this boat, and it's going to go down. And Yeshua gets up and calms the storm and says, what kind of faith do you have? Well, just think about that for a second. Think about that, because that's what He could do in our life in an instant. If He could speak some words and somebody can come back to life, He could speak the words and somebody, and that storm can be calmed down. But remember what He told the people in the boat. What's wrong with you? Where is your faith? Why are you freaking out? Calm down. Calm down. Mark 49:4, 4:39 and 40. He got up and rebuked the wind and said to the sea, hush and be still. And the wind died down, and it became perfectly calm. And He said to them, why are you afraid? Do you still have no faith? And this gives the implication that if you have fear, you have no faith. And if you have faith that He can calm down your storm, it's going to help you during the storm. And I tell you all now, be still and know that He is Yahweh. Be calm, be at peace. That's what it means. Be at peace and know that His word is true. He calmed the storm and the waves quieted down. So they rejoiced in the waves, and the waves became quiet, and he led them to their desired haven. Remember this. We have to understand this. And trust in faith who he is and what's going on. And believe in that first and foremost, that his plan will prevail. And pain is something that's difficult to deal with. But you know what? He can take away the pain. The financial pressures of life are difficult to deal with. But you know what? He can heal us from that and take those finance issues away. There's no situation that he can't help you overcome. Yes, so we must remain faithful in him. Remember Psalms 89:8-9 says, Yahweh, Elohim of heaven's armies, who is mighty as you? Your faithfulness surrounds you, your rule over the majestic sea. When its waves surge, you calm them. Every storm in life, he can and will calm if you remain faithful during the time you're going through this. He will calm everything. And I know it's easier to say when you're not in it than when you are, but we're all in it to some degree. This is going on in something in all our lives. Remember, it says and promises us in the scripture that he'll take delight in our gladness. And his love, he will calm down all your fears and rejoice over you with joyful songs. So remember that. As David says, when my anxiety was great within me, your consolation brought me joy. So even David suffered from this anxiety and the fear, but he took to Yahweh in song and faith, and he trusted him, and the joy took over and took that all away, and the joy remained there, and he took all the fears and anxiety away. You know, when you think about David saying, I look up to the mountains, does my help come from there? No, my help comes from Yahweh, who made the heavens and earth. Think about where this is coming from. He's stronger and more powerful than anything and everything, and that includes your storms you're going to. He can calm down the storms. And some of you might think, well, not this case or situation because it's too impossible. Well, think about it. Think about that for a moment. He's bringing people back from the dead. He's overcome Satan and the temptation. Everything he can do, but we must trust on faith. He is our help, our shield, and our refuge. We must trust on faith. Matthew 11:28-29 says, come unto me, all who are labored and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Hallelujah. So we need to stay calm in all situations. In all situations, and trust in him. Just think about the word calmness and go and go find a Bible and do a search online or something with the word calm and see what it means to be calm. See what it means and understand what it means. I prayed to Yahweh, and he answered me and delivered me from all my fears, as it says in the scriptures. In the name of Yahweh is a strong tower. A righteous person runs to it for safety. Staying calm in the hard times. James 1 verse 12 says, a man who endures trials is blessed, because when he passes the test, he will receive the crown of life that Yahweh has promised through those who love him. You know, we want to say all the time, if you love me, keep my commandments and all this stuff. No, it says those who are faithful are those who love him. So we must be faithful. We must be faithful. and pray to him consistently and talk to him consistently and always speak to him. Be courageous and understand that you will get over this, but trust in him. I love Isaiah 12:2. I will trust and not be afraid, for Yahweh is my strength and my song, and he has become my salvation. Can we stick to that today and promise that to ourselves today, that we're going to trust in him no matter what's going on around us? No matter how bad the storms are around us, that we'll trust in him. And we can just smile with joy knowing that he's in control and everything's going to be just fine, even though it doesn't seem that we don't know the answer. We don't know how we're going to get out of this, but we know we could run to him. We could run to him, and he's got us. He's going to hold us and shield us and keep us safe during this storm. We need to think about this, and so that peace can come over us. Isaiah 26:3 says, you keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on you because he trusts in you. The enemy's job is to try to distract us when something isn't going right. The enemy wants to distract us from keeping our focus on Yahweh. The enemy wants us to worry about the troubles of this world. The enemy wants us to fear man of this world. The enemy wants us to worry about the man-made things of this world. But Yahweh says that the man that focuses on Yahweh, the peace will be on his mind because he stays focused and trusts on you, Yahweh. So we see the spiritual battle. We understand what's taking place. But we have to just stay focused on Yahweh and not let the worldly things take over. The things that are going on in our mind at night when we go to sleep should be scripture. And Yahshua, and him dying for us, he cares for us so much that he would die for us. Not the things you heard on a news report or the things you read on the internet about the tragedies of this world and the things that are going bad in this world and all the bad stories out there in this world. That's not what should be on your mind when you go to sleep. And when you wake up, that's not what you should be on your mind. What should be on your mind is praise Yah, how amazing he is. And how he loves us and he wants to keep us and protect us and keep us safe. And things we see in the world might look like tragedies or bad things, but it might be him protecting us from something even worse. We don't get it. We don't understand it. Where's our appreciation? But the thing is, once we get hurt, once we get down, once something happens to us, you know, a lot of people all of a sudden want to curse Yahweh. They want to lose faith in Yahweh. But how do you know he wasn't protecting you from something even worse? How do you know it wasn't even worse going on in the world? This is what we need to think about. And we live in this crazy world where a donkey could see Yahweh's protection and angels, and man's eyes are just seem blind to it because they're so worried and concerned about the world and the world's ways and everything else. It says in Psalm 37, verse 3 and 7, trust in Yahweh and do good. That's it. Trust in Yahweh and do good. Trust in Yahweh and do good. Commit your way to Yahweh, trust him, and he will act. What more do you need to know than that? What more do you need to know than that? So if somebody's going to say, let's say a little kid comes up to you and says, can you sum up the whole Bible for me? Let's say you're on the street and you're telling people that Yeshua died for them like we should be telling them. And somebody says to you, can you sum up the Bible for me? Can you tell me about Yahweh? Can you tell me what he's going to do in my life? Can you tell me how I'm supposed to respond and live in my life? Just give them Psalm 37. Trust in Yahweh and do good. Trust in him and he will act. Commit your way to Yahweh. Trust in him and he will act. How does committing your way to Yahweh, what does that mean? It means he told us how to live our lives. He showed us. He's given us these examples. Commit your ways to his ways. And then trust that he knew what was best for you when he wrote those ways. And then wait and see his blessings in your life. For your eyes to be open to all the great things that are around your life. It says in the Bible, in the scripture, in Isaiah, You keep him in perfect peace, whose mind has stayed on you because he trusts you. Perfect peace. How many of you want to feel perfect peace, even during the storm and the things that are going on out there today? Set your heart in things above where Yeshua is, seated at the right hand of Yahweh. Hallelujah. You've been raised with Yahshua, and trust that and believe that. And don't let the enemy tell you any different. Do not fear. Yahweh has given us not a spirit of fear, but as one of power and love and sound judgment. Be strong and courageous. Don't be terrified or afraid. Do not be dismayed. Yahweh loves you. Yahweh loves you. So remember this. Remember this, because the storms are coming. The storms are there. But do not let them take you off your focus of Yahweh. Now we look at the example from scripture where they cried out to Yahweh and he brought them out of their distress. That's what we need to focus on. That's what we need to think about. So I pray that everyone would realize how much the scriptures discuss and talk about the idea of remaining calm in a storm, how he keeps us safe during times. And he just wants us to be still, to be still, to be still. Yahweh will fight for you. You only need to be still. That means to be calm. To be calm. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In Mark 4:39, Yeshua stood up and gave a command to the wind and the waters. He said, "Quiet, be still." Then the wind stopped and the lake became quiet. Well, just think about him saying for you to be quiet and be still. As a matter of fact, we look at Psalms 46:10. Be still and know that I am Yahweh, exalted among all the nations, and I will be exalted in the earth. So here, Yeshua telling the wind and the sea and everything, the lake, be calm and be quiet and be still. That's the command, but not only to the water and the wind, but to us. Be still and know that I am Yahweh. Be still before Yahweh, all mankind, because he has roused himself up from the holy dwelling, as it says in Zechariah 2:13. Yahweh is with you during the storm. Do not be frightened and do not be dismayed. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If we only understood the things that they went through during the scriptures and the miracles that were performed to take them out of the Exodus and through Egypt and out of Egypt and through the wilderness and everything that happened with that, then we see what we have today and how we have everything today. At least we have most of this today. And how in the world can there be people in countries that have to walk 5 miles to get a cup of water? 5 miles to get a cup of water. And as they're walking, they could be singing and smiling. And we got to walk maybe 5 footsteps. And we could actually complain and be angry and not feel the joy of Yahweh. We need to have more faith, folks. We need to have more faith. And I know it's hard. I know it's hard when people are suffering and people are dying and things are going on. I know it's not easy. But that doesn't change who Yahweh is and where our refuge should lie. And the trials that we go through in life, that shouldn't change it. That should make us strong in knowing that the word is true and these are the things Yahweh said will happen. That we are going to be afflicted in every way, but not crushed. Perplexed, but not driven to despair, persecuted, but not forsaken, struck down, but not destroyed. always carrying in the body of the death of Yeshua, so that a life of Yeshua may be manifested in our body, 2 Corinthians 4, verse 8 and 10. We must stay faithful and trust Yahweh during the storm. He promises he will not abandon us if we trust in him. And that's what he wants us to do, to draw near to him, and he will draw near to us. That's what he wants to do. Draw near to him, and he will draw near to you. Think about this. Think about all the tricks of the enemy that he's trying to get you taken off your focus, off Yahweh. And think about who your strength is and your defense. And we praise him and exalt him. It's easy when you're on the mountaintop, but what about when you're in a valley? That's the test of faith. That's the test of faith. When you're in the valley, to trust in him. Oh, thank you, Father Yahweh. Thank you. And to thank him for the times of those times to strengthen us and build us up. But remember, be still. Remember, be calm. Don't let it overtake you. Don't let it be too much for you. Remember that. Be still and know that he is Yahweh and he's fighting for you. He's fighting for you always. And he sets examples all throughout scripture of this. And sometimes we need to remember we just got to stop everything, whether things are going on in our lives, good and bad, and just focus on Yahweh. 1 Samuel 12:16 says, "And now then, stand still and see the great thing Yahweh is about to do before your eyes." Some of us are moving around so quickly and so much that they don't even have a chance to see what's going on. But he says, stop. Calm yourselves down. The answer is right before your eyes. Right before your eyes. When the children of Israel were going all crazy and everything else, Moses says, don't be afraid. Just stand still and watch Yahweh rescue you today. And stop worrying and being distracted by the things of this world and the cares of this world. Remember the story of Mary and Martha? One of them stopped everything to focus on Yeshua, and the other one was running around. You got to think about these things. To be still in the presence of Yahweh and wait patiently for him to act. Not to worry about evil people who prosper or fret about the wicked scams of this world. But to be still in the presence of Yahweh and wait for him to act. It's like David says, let me think about in Psalm 62. Let all that I am wait quietly before Yahweh. My hope is in him. He alone is my rock and my salvation, my fortress, where I will not be shaken. Hallelujah. That should be our prayer every day. Read Psalms 62, verse 5 and 6. Let all that I am, Yahweh, wait quietly before you, for my hope is in you. You're my rock and my salvation, my fortress, where I will not be shaken. Your rock and your fortress. He's going to protect you. He's going to protect you. But be patient. Be patient, folks. And don't lose faith. Don't lose hope. Don't lose hope. That's why scripture tells us to remember his holy words and to remember it and not forget it and meditate on it day and night. So during those times in the storm, we're prepared. That's the thing. When a storm comes here, we prepare for it. We got the blessing of the news report to tell us what's coming. We prepare for it. We tie things down. We secure things up. Well, when we're on the peak of the mountaintop, that's not time to rest. That's time to prepare, because we are going to the valley. We are going to the valley. And if we were there alone, it'd be one thing. But we're not. Yahweh's with us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Be courageous. Yahweh will help you overcome everything. Thank you. Be patient in the tribulation and consistent in prayer. Rejoice in hope, Romans 12:12. Let's say that again, Romans 12:12. Rejoice in hope, be patient in tribulation, and be consistent in prayer. I'm not even going to get into the stories at this time about the times in my life, and even recently, the things going on in my life where it could be too overwhelming. No. Just like that man that has to walk 5 miles for a cup of water and can do it singing and rejoicing. Just like David, whose own son was ready to come after him and kill him, could put his head down at night and go to sleep. We have to have that same calmness during the storm. We have to have that same peace of Yahweh and let that rule in our heart. Hallelujah. You know, it says in Philippians 4:7, the peace of Yahweh suppresses all understanding. We can't even comprehend with our own minds how he would expect us or want us to be peaceful in certain situations and just calm and remain calm. But he said, focus on him, not the things of this world. Cast all your anxiety on him because he cares for you. Hallelujah. Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind so that you may prove what's good in the will of Yahweh, that which is good and acceptable and perfect. Romans 12:2. May you all be at peace today and stay in peace no matter what's happening around you. You will not be shaken. Not even shaken. We have a refuge, a place to go, a wing to hide under, a strong fortress. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father Yahweh, for just blessing us with all the blessings that you give us that we don't even necessarily see in our lives, but they're continuously taking place in our lives. When we say hallelujah, it's praise Yahweh. Thank you for calming these storms. Thank you for this. When I come with you all together each day in prayer, I don't come here just to speak words. I come here to let you know and understand and remind you to stay focused on Yahweh. Yahweh knows what's happening today. He got us up today. He knows about your doctor's appointment. He knows about your money situation. He knows about your job. He knows about broken relationships. He knows about all these different things. But he also wants you to be faithful that he can fix these things. He can take care of these things. And he set some of these things up to happen, knowing the outcome already. And we need to trust in his will and his plan, because the word says his plans are for good and not disaster, to give us a future and give us a hope. But we know the scriptures also say, know the plans of each man. You know, each man thinks he's right in his own eyes, but that all leads to death. But Yahweh leads to life, hallelujah. So we must trust in him.
Come out of the world. You've been listening to the Torah Life Ministries with your host, Paul Neeson. If you would like to learn more, please visit TorahLifeMinistries.org or call 917-407-2270. This program is made possible by the generous support of listeners like you. To donate, visit the website at TorahLifeMinistries.org or send your gift to P.O. Box 5503, Lake Worth, Florida, 33466. Thank you for your prayers and support. Torah Life
Ministry. Are you or a loved one unable to live alone because of medical reasons? Albert's Manor offers accommodations for seniors or persons with disabilities. They provide quality and professional care in a beautiful, safe, and loving environment. You can reach them at 772-626-3500.
Yes, I have, but I ain't the same, a prodigal return. That's why I say,